getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Here we go again, ladies and gentlemen. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Holy moly. I was just looking here. Show number 34. We've done 34 of these shows now. It's amazing. I don't think we've repeated any songs in 34 shows either. Maybe if there happen to be two copies of the same record mixed into the boxes. But other than that, man, this is all fresh stuff. So here we go. We're going to do it again. This show today, I look forward to with great anticipation and fear, ladies and gentlemen. And here's why. Today's show will include an air check of me on the radio at a polka station back in 1979. That's like 35 years ago. I told you last week I would dig around in the attic and find one of these, and I did. So that's going to come up in the show. An air check basically means you're going to hear me talk and little short clips of the songs I was playing at the time on the radio. In the biz, we call that an air check. And the point is not to hear the songs, but to hear the quality of the announcer. And you would use it to critique yourself, or you would use it if you were making an audition tape to send to another radio station with a job application or whatever. Anyway, I dug one out of the attic. We're going to hear that. And I'm a little afeared of that because, man, oh man, 35 years ago today was a long time ago. But anyway, so we've got that coming up. Also, I look forward to this show with great anticipation simply because this show is the last one we're going to have before we start including some holiday music in the shows as we start blasting our way into the holiday season. I know all the retailers have already done that. The Christmas stuff was in the stores before Halloween got here, so we're already well on our way there. But here on the radio and on Tim's Oompa Hour, next week we will start slipping in a few old-time Christmas tunes and when we get down to Christmas week, I'm looking on the calendar now. Hang on while I turn some pages. As we get to Christmas week, the show that week, of course, will be all holiday music. And maybe the week before, and maybe the week after, because the week after will be just into the new year, and it's still kind of a holiday thing. I don't know about that, because a lot of people by New Year's, they're sick of Christmas music. But anyway, next week we start slipping in a few holiday old-time tunes here in the Oompa Hour. So I'm really looking forward to that because I have been digging and digging and digging for months through all these records because we're not playing them as fast as I'm finding them. And so I've been digging out all the holiday-themed ones. I just got a Marv Herzog Christmas album last week, and I'm looking forward to getting that one on, so we're going to have some fun with that. So that's all coming up starting next week. The holiday music will start sneaking in here. Of course, our program is brought to you by melaniesmusiclessons.com. We will tell you more about that. Look at this. I've been talking for like 3 minutes already, and we haven't even played a record yet. So let's do that. Here's Shea Torrent and his Happy Organ. Everybody knows the Beer Barrel Polka. We'll be right back. And that's what it would sound like if an old-time musician took over the organ at the ball game, huh? There's Shea Torrent and his happy organ, the Beer Barrel Polka, getting things started today on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We're just cranking out all the favorite old-time records we could find here, reminding you that if you have a band you'd like to hear or a song you'd like to hear, or heck, even a birthday dedication or an anniversary dedication, you know, we can always dig out the anniversary waltz or the birthday polka for somebody, but please let us know well in advance, because I have to A, find the record, and B, you never know, the various stations that play our program, what day of the week or where it's going to fall, so you have to kind of look ahead. But if you could tell me the date of the event, I would make sure to include it in that week's show, you know, like if somebody had a birthday coming up on December 17th, for example, if you let me know in the next couple of weeks, I could get that in there during that week. And you could always just email oompahour@mail.com. And we'll see if we can't track down the songs you want to hear. And I love doing dedications, so I'm good. By the way, speaking of stations that carry us, you know, it used to be kind of easy for me to mention some of them. And over the last couple of weeks, we have added a lot of radio stations carrying our program. So I want to say thanks to all of you for picking up the show. And also, it's made it too hard for my feeble old man brain to remember all the different cities that we're on. Because we're on like Erie, PA, and down in Chicago, and down in Texas, out in San Francisco. We got a couple over in Wisconsin. We got one out in Massachusetts now. They're all over the place. So it's getting hard for me to keep track. I'm going to have to make a list, I think. Start writing this stuff down. Anyway, the John Jeske Orchestra has a perfectly good record in my hand, and they're waiting for me to play it. Here's the Sailing Accordion Polka. Thank you. just don't know how playing an accordion that fast is even possible, huh? There's the Sailing Accordion Polka from the John Jeske Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. A lot of records to get in here today. I promise you, coming up in about 5 or 10 minutes, we will roll that old air check I have from the polka station I worked at many, many moons ago. It's a scary thing, let me tell you. But I'll talk about more about that in a little bit. But we do need to talk about MelaniesMusicLessons.com, however, because, hey, it's MelaniesMusicLessons.com that makes this show possible, sponsoring the program. And really, if you want to learn to play an accordion, a piano, well, I've suddenly turned into like some country musician. Piano. You know, a big old piano. Melanie can help you out anyway. She teaches accordion, piano, and electronic keyboard lessons. She does it high-tech via Skype over the internet. Live interactive video lessons. Coolest thing. It's amazing what technology today lets you do. So you could take a lesson in your living room or while you're on the road. You could take a lesson while you're hiding in the bathroom at work if you wanted to. Think of the acoustics playing the accordion in a tiled bathroom. That's actually been done. And that's a whole nother story that I'm not going to get into right now. But she's been giving lessons for over 30 years, so she knows what she's doing. You can take your first lesson for free, and there's no obligation, and you can find out everything about it at MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Okay? MelaniesMusicLessons.com. All the information you need to be the star. All right? Let's move on. How about something with a bit of a Slovenian feel? Donna Lipovac and his orchestra. Here's the Hi-Li Hi-Lo Polka. Okay, so now I'm not 100% sure, but I think now we've been doing this show for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, and we have played hundreds of old-time records. I think that is the first old-time tune we played on the show that actually faded out at the end instead of just ending on a cold note, which is, that's one of those things radio people notice, whether or not a song is a fade-out song or ends cold, because if it ends cold, you got to shut up till the song is over, where if it fades out, you can kind of jump in on the ending there a little bit. That's kind of weird. I think that's first fade-out we've had. So anyway, scarily getting closer and closer to rolling this old radio air check of mine. And I feel like it's cheating a little bit, too, because obviously I won't be playing any records for a few minutes. But I think it's just fun to have a break and do something totally ridiculous occasionally. So that's coming up here in a couple of tunes. But before that, I know we have played other songs called the Rock and Roll Polka here on the show. And I've stumbled upon another version of that song. I thought we'd give it a try. Here's Carl Fisher and the Rock and Roll Polka. There we go, the Rock and Roll Polka, Carl Fisher and the band here at Tim Zumpa Hour. See, all you have to do is follow the chord progression of a typical rock and roller blues song and do it in a polka tempo when you wind up with a rock and roll polka. So, very good, Carl Fisher and the band here on the Oompa Hour. And we'll just move along. One more, then we're going to roll that old radio air check and just embarrass the heck out of me. But fortunately, I can just sit here and hide behind the microphone while you listen to it and go, that's ridiculous, shut that off, you know? One more tune, though, before we get to that. Let's do Polka on a Piano. Here's Woody Sorensen. Thank you. Well, there we go. Woody Sorensen there and the polka on a piano here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show playing really old-time records that are old because they're all on phonograph records. I would say they all go back. They quit making records, in the late 80s? CDs kind of took over. So, yeah, you know, mid-80s and all the way back into the 30s, really, on the show here. And we're going to step back into time now, into the Twilight Zone a little bit. Just imagine one of those sorely movie or TV things, you know, where they go back in time and the calendar pages are turning and the screen is swirling around and around, and the next thing you know, you find yourself somewhere else. I promised you I would do this. This is so embarrassing. I have an air check of me working at a polka station in St. Paul, Minnesota, back in 1979. So that's 35 years ago by my math. And I sound like a little kid. I sound ridiculous. And by the time I was working there, I had already worked at a beautiful music radio station. You know, where you have to be, you know, really mellow all the time and, you know, and say things like, it's 10:33 and now here's Henry Mancini. You know, like, ah! So it was quite a shift going to the polka station from that. I had already been hosting a big band show on a very small community station in Minneapolis once a week prior to that. And so this is weird. A couple of things I'll mention. First of all, you're going to hear a couple tunes I've played here on this show 35 years later. Also, I left in, now when you do what they call an air check, you clip out the songs. The whole point is to record the announcer talking so you can listen to yourself and critique your technique to improve your announcing skills and listen to, you know, yourself. You don't want to hear the songs because the songs are on records. You can play them whenever you want. So it's just mostly me in the beginning or ending of some songs. I need to tell you that at this radio station, which was a polka station, was an old time station, we played a mix of music. And we divided our music up by ethnicity, basically, German, Polish, and then we had a section for Slovenian, which actually was anything that wasn't German or Polish. So it could be Ukrainian, or it could be tambourine music or whatever, but that all fit into the Slovenian category. Then we played a middle-of-the-road song occasionally, which middle-of-the-road was like a big band tune, you know, might have been Tommy Dorsey or, you know, like that kind of thing. And then about every seven songs, we played a country song. Either, you know, something with country gold, we called it like then. So you might be playing a, you know, a tune from the sea, might be playing a Hank Thompson record or whatever. So that was the mix. And I can still remember the rotation of the chart that we followed was as we were pulling our records to play on the air to ensure a consistent mix of music. And the music rotation went Polish, German, Polish, Slovenian. No, that's wrong. Polish, German, Polish, middle of the road, Polish, German, Slovenian, country. Then you'd go back to the top. Polish, German, Polish, middle of the road, Polish, German, Slovenian, country was the rotation order that we played. Now, also in this air check, I left in an entire commercial for the Minnesota Kicks soccer team. Because back then, there was actually professional soccer that was, you know, they were trying to make it big like NFL football or, you know, like one of the major sports. It was supposed to be a big thing. And as far as I know, it's kind of conked out. We certainly don't do it in Minnesota anymore. But I had left the entire commercial for a Minnesota Kicks game in there. I thought that was kind of amusing. And what else did I want to mention? I think, and you'll hear, it was weird, and this is like a radio disc jockey technical note, and I'm sure you don't care, but when you're at the console, you would push the button to put something on the air, and at the same time you push that button, it would start the turntable running. And most machines nowadays, you turn on the sound, and then the turntable just runs all by itself. And every time you hit the button to start the turntable and put it on the air at the same time, it went poof. It made a poof sound on the air. So if you listen to the recording, you'll hear me turning on and off the switches that are operating the turntable, because in the audio on the air, it goes poof. And it's really annoying. But anyway, the clock is now pages swirling backwards. It's 1979. We're at WMIN Radio. We always said in St. Paul, but technically we're in Maplewood, Minnesota, out there on, Century Avenue, I think. So anyway, this is really embarrassing, and I'm just going to shut up and play it now.
That's Hank Thenander and One Day at a Time by request. It's 19 minutes after 6 o'clock. A little bit later this evening, we'll be having our first album showcase of tonight, probably sometime, between 6:30 and 7 o'clock, and that'll be with the Polka Padre, side one of their album titled Happy Polka Sounds. Here's Bill Zerniak and Polka Soul with the St. Paul Waltz. The Ample Airs and Two Little Stars at 6:28 by request. Here's Johnny Paycheck with some words to my favorite government institution, the IRS.
All right. See Dracula in a gray flannel suit, honey. But look up, you will.
Johnny Paycheck and me in the IRS at 6:31 from WMIN Maplewood, Minnesota. We'll be getting into our first album showcase with the Polka Padre in just a minute.
Use only as directed.
6:33, time for our first album showcase. This will be with the Polka Padre from their album titled Happy Polka Sounds. And the songs will include, in this order, In Heaven There Is No Beer, The Faded Rose Waltz, The Chicagoland Twirl Polka, The Green Green Grass of Home, Polka Joy, and The Hard Times Polka. And they should run right around 17 or 18 minutes. And if there's an album you'd like to hear this evening, give me a call, 739-3123. Here we go with the Polka Padre and Happy Polka Sounds.
And when
Happy Polka Sounds with the Polka Padre. It's 9 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Our next album showcase will be between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, and that will feature the Langner Sisters. Coming up in just a couple minutes, music from Bill Ward and Lil Wally.
Minnesota Kicks.
Hi, I want tickets for Crown Auto Night.
Your name, sir?
Chevy Camaro.
Chevy Camaro?
Yeah, I'm a car.
Oh, and you thought Crown Auto Night is for...
cars! What else?
You have a point. Say, why not bring your owner?
Hey, can my girlfriend come too?
What's her name?
Carmen Gia.
25,000 fans get free Kicks t-shirt transfers, and there's a $1,000 Crown Auto sweepstakes. When our Kicks take on Tulsa, Sunday, June 3, 8:05 p.m., Met Stadium. $375 buys a reserved seat and the most kicks per buck in town.
Still the most kicks per buck in town. Minnesota Kicks soccer. More kicks per buck.
Licensed drivers can register at Crown Auto Stores for the big sweepstakes and buy Kicks tickets while you're at it. 7 minutes in front of 7 o'clock, say drive 55. The 55-mile-per-hour speed limit saves gasoline. Most cars get about 21% better mileage at 55 than at 70. Higher speeds require more gas to overcome greater air resistance. Another driving tip from the Minnesota Energy Agency. Here's Lil Wally and Time for Love. The Mrazinski Brothers, and Then You Were Gone. It's 7 o'clock from WMIN Maplewood, Minnesota. You're listening to Edwards in the Evening with Will Bradley in the orchestra on a little boogie-woogie called Beat Me Daddy 8 to the Bar.
I think at this point we should make a hasty exit from that recording. Yowzers, huh? 1979. I can't believe I sounded like that. I sound like a little kid, for Pete's sake. I wasn't. Really? Heck, I was getting married and everything. Anyway, that's the way we used to do it. Wow, we won't have to be doing that again. I love the Minnesota Kicks commercial, though. But anyway, let's get back to some real music here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Thank heaven we have the Ample Airs here to rescue us with the Hot Pants Polka. is the Hot Pants Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, the Ample Airs. And that was kind of weird, kind of like minor key in there, don't you think? Just a little bit. Anyway, for some reason, I had the urge to play a Myron Florin record in the show today. I don't know, have we been skipping over Myron the last couple of shows? I always like Myron Florin on the Lawrence Welk show and stuff. Here's Myron doing the Henry Ford Schottische. We go, the Henry Ford Schottische. That is Myron Florin here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, I told you I'm looking forward to next week, because next week's show will be the first show that we start including some holiday music. And, you know, there are a lot of songs that we always go, well, that's a Christmas song, and it's not really. For example, Jingle Bells is not a Christmas song. In fact, it was specifically written as a Thanksgiving song. It's about going to Grandma's house for Thanksgiving dinner was the original thing behind Jingle Bells. But for whatever reason, it became a Christmas song. Frosty the Snowman is not a Christmas song. It has nothing to do with Christmas. If you read the original lyrics to Frosty the Snowman, it has nothing to do with Christmas. Now, it seems to me that when they made the TV movie in 1969, that there was Christmas magic mentioned in the show, but that had nothing to do with the original Frosty the Snowman song. So there's another good example. Let It Snow, Let It Snow is not a Christmas song. Marshmallow World is not a Christmas song. Neither is The Jolly Sleigh Ride by the Six Fat Dutchmen. Thank you. I still think there should have been some sleigh bells jingling in the background there. The Six Fat Dutchman Jolly Sleigh Ride Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, bringing you all kinds of great old-time music. Of course, next week we'll start slipping in some old-time Christmas tunes. Of course, Jolly Sleigh Ride. Sleigh Ride doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Christmas, because you would ride a sleigh anytime during the winter back in the day when sleighs were your mode of transportation, so that would not be unusual. Which reminds me, and this has to do with contemporary polka artists, and as you know, we don't play them on this show, but there are tons of them out there, and they are fabulous. One of my favorites is Molly B. You see Molly B on RFD TV if you get that channel, and she just wrapped up doing her Christmas show in Branson. And there's a lot of photographs on Molly's Facebook page. And they always put out a DVD you can buy. It's like two DVDs or a DVD and a CD or whatever that you can buy from her Christmas show. And they're taking orders for the one from this year, even though they haven't even finished making them yet. But if you want to buy one, you can. I think it's $30 right now to get the CD. It's a two-thing package. I think it's a CD and a DVD. It could be a DVD and a DVD. Whatever it is, you should buy it. And you can look up Molly on Facebook, Mollie, Molly B. It's Molly Busta Lang, actually. She's married to Ted. But if you can find her on Facebook, she's got a thing with her address there where you can mail the $30 and you get on the list and they'll send you one. There's no shipping, whereas if you wait till the month is over, then you got to pay $5 shipping too. But if you're looking for some great old-time Christmas stuff to watch on your TV set this season, if you don't get the show or you don't know anything about her, really, it's worth checking it out. I did not see it on her website yet. Squeezeboxband.com is the website. I did not see the 2014 offering there yet. But anyway, it's a really cool thing. That's kind of a free commercial for Molly B, and I really don't care because I like Molly B, and she does great things to keep polka music just in the forefront out there. So if you're looking for something, check it out anyway. All right, back to the music. Al Denny and his orchestra. Here's the Polish Sweetheart Polka. Polish Sweetheart Polka, the Al Denny Orchestra, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I'm just going to kind of keep rolling the tunes here because, yeah, we frittered away a little time listening to that old radio air check, as embarrassing as that was. Here's one of those bands. I could very well be mispronouncing his name. I have Tom Duda and his orchestra. It could be Duda, couldn't it? It's a D-U-D-A. Tom D-U-D-A. Tom Duda and his orchestra? Yeah, maybe. Tom, you know, if I mispronounced your name, just send us an email. It's oompahour@mail.com, by the way. But nonetheless, here's the Nightingale Polka. All right, there we go. Tom Duda and his orchestra, the Nightingale Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Here I realized, wow, we're nearing the end of the show. I hadn't even given a thought to getting in a waltz yet in the show today. We did have a schottische, but that's a far cry from a waltz. So I quickly just reached into the box of records sitting next to me and said, okay, first thing I come to that's a waltz, we're playing, because we got to get one in here. It's like a silly little rule I came up with that we need at least one waltz in every show. So this week it's going to be Whoopi John, and here is the Goose Pimple Waltz.
I've danced with some queens, many kinds of routines, from Maslow to old Singapore. Danced here and there, guess I've danced everywhere, but this never happened before. I get goose pimples when I waltz with you. Ooh, really I do. I get goose pimples a million or two when I waltz with you. You're so lovely, so lively, so luscious. No wonder I break out in blushes. And my goose pimples get goose pimples too when I waltz with you. Hold me tighter, my heart's lighter. You're as sweet spirits of nighter. I get goose pimples when I waltz with you. Hope you get goose pimples too. Sweetheart,
my sweetheart,
when I waltz.
Records like that one that just make me a huge Whoopi John fan. I love that song. I'd play it again if we had time, but that just wouldn't be fair because we're getting toward the end of the show. The Goose Pimple Waltz. There's Whoopi John and the orchestra here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Jeez, it's a fun record. I would just play that again. It's just... darn it, anyway. Well, let's move along, shall we, before I do decide to play that one again. The Happy Louie Orchestra and the Sing-Along Medley Polka.
Mała chusteczkiem jedwabną, chusteczkiem jedwabną. Obiecała i trzymała chusteczkiem jedwabną, chusteczkiem jedwabną. Thank you. mnie, odprowadź mnie pod las, ja ciebie jeszcze raz i tam się rozjedziemy. Odprowadź mnie pod las, ja ciebie jeszcze raz i tam się rozjedziemy. Jakiem do wojska rukował, jakiem do wojska rukował, szablę do boku pasował, szablę do boku pasował. Jakiem do wojska rukował, szablę do boku pasował, szablę do boku pasował. Szabla przy boku świeci się, szabla przy boku świeci się, moja najmilejsza smuci się, moja najmilejsza smuci się. Szabla przy boku świeci się, moja najmilejsza smuci się, moja najmilejsza smuci się.
Yeah, the sing-along medley. Happy Louie Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Not singing along this German boy with that. I do not know the language. I'm sorry, I was not singing along with. Just about out of time for another edition of the Oompa Hour, but oh, what the heck, there's time for just another polka. Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra there, sneaking that one in at the end. It's just another polka, and that's going to wrap up just another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. Wow, it's your old-time oldies show. I can hardly wait. Next week, we start in slipping in some holiday old-time music. Can you dig that, huh?
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, This is a Polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by melaniesmusiclessons.com. We will be back and do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.